This is a Please Explain podcast extra. I'm Jacqueline Maley.
By a majority of 2-1, the Court of Appeal has dismissed Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his conviction for the commission of sexual offences. He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment. Whether Cardinal Pell will be released on parole will be a matter for the Adult Parole Board, not the courts.
The charging and prosecution of George Pell has been one of the most high-profile court cases in Australia's history. The most senior Catholic ever to be charged and found guilty of child sex offences today had his appeal rejected. Our producer, David Escort, was outside court and spoke to our journalists Chip Legrand and Tom Cowley, who have been covering today's hearing from the Victorian Supreme Court in Melbourne.
So, Tom, you're outside the Supreme Court. We've just found out that Pell is going to remain in prison. What was the feeling like when the verdict was handed down?
Well, there was a strong reaction from some of the advocates for survivors, the Care Australasia Leavers Network clan. They've been at most of these hearings. They were here again today in their distinctive blue and yellow outfits, and they expressed joy. They said it was a beautiful day. They erupted into cheers. There was only a small smattering of them, but they were outside court and they were very happy with the decision initially, and then we started seeing more people come from outside court, from inside court, and again, more survivor advocates, Chrissy Foster and others were all happy that this decision's been made by the appeals court.
It seemed to be a sense of relief on the part of a lot of advocates. Do you think that that's accurate?
Yeah, it did appear to be relief that this decision has been upheld. There was, after the initial conviction was made and then the sentencing of George Pell, it was probably maybe a little bit more of an outpouring, whereas this was something a bit quieter, maybe a bit more reflective, but still you could see that there was big smiles on the faces that this decision has been upheld and that George Pell will be going back to jail, at least for now.
You've covered a lot of the trial so far, in particular the main events. Was this one different in any way?
Look, it did appear to be. We've had some really big events in this case. There's some really big moments that have taken place in this saga, I guess you would call it, going right back to the Magistrates Court when George Pell first turned up to court and there was a massive police guard taking him from his barrister's chambers around the corner to the Magistrates Court entrance. Huge media presence. Of course, George Pell is now in jail, so he doesn't come in through the front entrance anymore. He comes in through a prison van. So we don't have that moment of theatre where we see George Pell facing the public. So it was very much like news was filtering out via people's phones. The media were telling some of the supporters what's happened. Initially, there was a bit of confusion when the journalist said that the appeal had been dismissed, and they thought that meant that George Pell would be coming out today, and they were disappointed. And then they said, no, he's staying in jail. All of a sudden, erupted into cheers. But it has been a little bit different. I think the atmosphere has changed a bit around this case, maybe because all the big stuff has happened, and this is basically just confirming the decision that was made in the county court.
There looks like there's still a bit of ambivalence in the community about people's belief in the conviction. We saw a debate happen on the steps of the Supreme Court between supporters of George Pell and those that were sceptical of his conviction and those who were celebrating the fact that his conviction was upheld. What were the main points that were covered by these two parties?
Look, those arguments were happening between groups that have been coming to almost every hearing. We saw one particular woman by the name of Karen Baxter who has been going right back to the Magistrates Court. I've seen her appearing at most of these things. And she was very much a George Pell supporter, and she was echoing the arguments of that had been made around that. How could this happen in such a public place at such a public moment? So that was her argument, of course. And then the advocates for survivors were saying, well, no, he's been found guilty. He's been convicted. You have to respect the decision of the courts. We did see a little bit of argy-bargy. No, nothing physical. But there was a bit of an argument taking place, and of course, the emotions are running a bit high at the moment between those two groups. But
all in all, it was pretty respectful, even though it was a debate that, you know, had some, you know, strong sort of feelings in it.
Tom, you've also been speaking with the advocates for victims, and you spoke with one just now.
Yeah, we spoke with Michael Advocate, who is a supporter of survivors of sexual abuse, and yeah, he had some strong words to say.
Oh, look, the most important thing is that, you know, justice has been served, that it's been tested by a competent judge, 12 jurors. It's been retested by the Victorian Court of Appeal. Everyone keeps coming up with the same decision. Pell is guilty. Pell is a criminal. And justice has been served. That's the single most important thing.
Did you thought that this was going to happen, that this decision would be made, that the upheld?
I was, I'm an idealist, and my glass is half full, but I was really hoping that the truth would prevail today, that justice would be served, that the correct decision would happen. I sat down and analysed this case in detail, and I can tell you the various details, but to cut a long story short, the jury and the Court of Appeal judges have made the correct decision, the legally enforceable and correct decision, and so justice will now be served.
And what kind of day is this for survivors? We've obviously had a few big days in this case for survivors, but where does this one sit among all those?
Look, Tom, this is the single biggest day we've had. I'm in shock. I'm just in disbelief. I'm laughing on the inside. Maybe later I'll be smiling on the outside. It's a pinch yourself moment. It really is. I mean, they've gotten away with so much for 40 years, and they're still getting away with their atrocious behaviour in the civil courts, but in the criminal courts, money can't buy your way out of things.
A person as controversial and a conviction as controversial as the one that's been levelled against the former cardinal is bound to elicit some really strong responses from the community. Today, George Pell heads back to prison. What happens next?
Well, he can still appeal. There's still one avenue left, and that's the High Court. We haven't heard any indication of whether that will happen. I'm not necessarily going to guess, but you'd think that the way this has been fought so far, that he will be taking every step he can to try.
A lot of money was spent on his defence.
Huge amounts. You know, he's had the best barristers in the country, basically, and really huge amounts for then to then see him end up in jail as a convicted pedophile. So, look, you'd have to say that he's probably going to take that next step, but we don't know. The High Court is a big thing to you know, undertake. As yet, we don't know what way they're going to go.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, David.
Chip, we're sitting in the Supreme Court courtyard. You were in the room as the verdict was handed down. Pell and many of his supporters put a lot of faith and hope in overturning their conviction today. What was his demeanour when he was told he was going back to jail?
Well, the moment that Chief Justice Anne Ferguson made it clear that George Pell's appeal had failed and he would go back to jail and he'd remain a convicted sex offender, he was quite impassive. George Pell hasn't showed a lot of emotion through the whole process, whether it be the committal proceedings, the county court trial, and now the Court of Appeal. But it was noticeable that as Justice Ferguson then went into the reasons for the judgment, that his head dropped, and he really did look all of his 78 years as it, obviously the realisation had dawned on him that this is a savage blow to him ever regaining his freedom.
The court was silent when the verdict was handed down. How are other people reacting to the news?
It was very quiet. It was there wasn't any, you know, shouts of anger or whooping of sort of celebration. Judgment Day was very quiet, very deliberative for George Pell. It was noticeable that in the public gallery, the father of one of the choir boys, the choir boy who died some time ago from a drug overdose, he started weeping as the court made it clear that they'd upheld the jury's verdict.
Pell's conviction is symbolic in so many ways and to so many people. What did today's verdict mean to victims that were inside the court?
Well, I think the thing that it really meant to them is that it only takes one. You only need one witness, as long as it's a compelling, credible witness of truth to prove an allegation of historic sex offence. And in years gone by, that was never the case. This it's thought that before the Royal Commission that we had here in Victoria into institutional child sex offending, that you wouldn't run a case which is based on one witness, because it's too easy for a defence team to tear down that credibility of the witness, particularly over something that happened so long ago. But this showed that one victim can actually have their day in court and realise justice, even if there isn't a lot of other supporting evidence.
It was Chief Justice Anne Ferguson who read the appeals court decision today. What was the court's reason for sending Pell back to jail?
This was really different to most Court of Appeal cases. Usually when we're in here, it's about fairly technical matters to do with the law, whether or not the trial judge has made some sort of error in how he's charged the jury or some other sort of technical aspect of how a trial should be run and how the law should be followed. This was quite different. This was really the three Court of Appeal justices. They put themselves in the shoes of the jurors, and they retraced the steps that the jurors took in that trial to come to the verdict. So they read all the, I think there was more than 2,000 pages of transcript of evidence that they had to go through. They watched about 30 hours of testimony, both the victim and also of George Pell's police interview where he denied the allegations. They went to St. Patrick's, they went to the sacristy, they saw what it was supposed to have happened, they even tried on the robes.
They were really involved for
them.
They
were. And so at the end of all that, they were just able to assess and review all the evidence and say, if I'm a juror, is it reasonable for me to come to the view beyond reasonable doubt that George Pell did it?
Critics of the outcome, you know, even today outside of the court, we saw debates from either side, you know, supporters and critics of Pell. A lot of ambivalence still out in the community. Do you think that this outcome today is going to assuage some of that ambivalence?
It should assuage some, but I don't imagine that it will remove all, because of course it was a split decision. The dissenting judgment from Justice Mark Weinberg made clear that he had some issues with the testimony of the victim in terms of some of what he called the inadequacies of his evidence, and he believes that an injustice was done here. So supporters of George Pell will no doubt pore over that dissenting judgment, and they will put a lot of stock in what Justice Weinberg found, and he is a very respected member of the court. But then, of course, there's two judges who decided differently and decided that the jury came to the right decision. So the arguments, I think, will go on.
Pell has spared no expense in his defence. He's hired some of the most expensive and experienced lawyers in Melbourne. Now his only remaining recourse is to go to the High Court. Has there been any indication that they're considering that?
Well, there's been indication from his supporters all along that it's going to go to the High Court. So we'll wait and see. And look, you'd imagine that given there is a split decision, if you attempted to go to the High Court, then you'd probably be more convinced now that that's the right course to take. But then in the meantime, I mean, High Court decisions take a long time. George Pell is back in jail. You know, he's serving a 3-year and 8-month minimum sentence. And so it'll be a while before, if there is an appeal, and indeed if the High Court grants leave to appeal, it's going to be a while before that comes on.
Chip, thanks for taking the time to chat to us today.
No worries, thank you.
This has been a Please Explain podcast extra. Keep an eye out for our usual show this Thursday about the intergenerational wealth gap.